Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome to another one. This is your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation, which y'all know what I do each and every week, man. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And this week, I'm not going to fall short of that as well as I don't do any other week, right? So I got a very interesting guest on for y'all this evening. But before I get into that and I start getting in there and chopping it up about my guests, I just want to make sure that y'all know what I do each and every week. I jump on here. I have to give thanks. And I have to give thanks to all the people who download the audio version of this podcast. Definitely you guys are the real MVP. I always say this, and I'm going to keep saying this. You know, there's a thing for when everybody is about this viral thing, right? Everything is about viral, going viral, going viral. But everything that goes viral, 9 times out of 10, be things that people see. Not so often things that they're just listening to, right? Not so much, because if you kind of really think about it, y'all, people get attracted by their, you know, all of these different senses are stimulated at the same time. They're stimulated by what they visually see and what they hear at a lot of times, because that's what social media is. That's all it is. It's what you see and what you hear. You could click on somebody's video or picture or whatever that has some music on there. The music might resonate with you as well as the picture. That's a couple of senses that's being attacked at the same time. The one thing about programming, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm going to say it because y'all know how we get down on Sparking Conversation. But the one thing about programming is that all the people, once you recognize programming, then you can recognize how to deprogram. Because look, let's face it, y'all. If a person can stimulate your senses or a couple of your senses at the same time, that's enough to get your attention. Imagine if you control those couple of senses. And what I mean by that is that everybody that has a business or some type of thing that they believe in, if you have a social media or whatever you want to call it to you, you're connected to your family, the way you run your business, or keeping up with your high school friends and family and all that, which people could use whatever excuse they are. But if you got a grind or a business or anything that you're doing, more than scrolling on social media, you should definitely be posting and be interacting with the things that are similar to what you're doing. You know, I give this analogy a lot of times, y'all. It's not a person in the world, and I mean this literally, that don't know what McDonald's is. And let's be real. Everybody in the world know where it's McDonald's is. Is there anywhere where money is exchanged? There's a McDonald's there. Let's just be real, right? But they still advertise. Now think about that, y'all. Like, a person can literally go outside and drive maybe a few blocks in whatever city you live in. You're going to see at least 2 to 3 on your way wherever you're going. McDonald's, right? But they still advertise and they still market each and every day. You see commercials all the time. Even if they just marketing to y'all that they got a different size drink. Like, it don't even matter. They just marketing to y'all. And then y'all guys are running up in there. So what I'm saying to y'all is that if a company that don't have to market still markets, what do you think that all the people who have a company that everybody don't know, what do you think that you have to do? You got to market. Social media should be your best friend to whatever your platform is. It should be your best friend to that. It should, you know, and look, I'm just saying it as a means of saying, look, let's motivate each other more than we tear each other down, right? Let's motivate each other. Let's give people something to really aspire for, because at the end of the day, they're trying to keep us separated, y'all. And whoever they is whoever they is to you, right? Because I know everybody know whose they is. So they're trying to keep us separated. Now, look. All around you, there are people that have been let into this country, you know, just freely nilly. Let's be real about it, right? So now, you know, you got to think about the way the news has always been set up. So you got people out here who saying the Venezuelans are running through and just causing a ruckus in some of these major cities, and they taking over certain places and they doing all this. But this is why platforms like Bond and other things are existing, and they're getting the shine that they're getting, is because, you know, we've understood so long how the news has played a part in the separation and the segregation of the people who all live in a certain economic lane, right? And they're keeping us separate when we should be working together in order for us to be okay with whatever decisions that whoever they put in certain positions in the government do. Because at the end of the day, food, clothing, and shelter, y'all. Listen, if we can control those three things, everything else is what? What is it? What is it? Material? What is it? I mean, come on, let's be real. Y'all know how the world is set up. The world is set up for you to pay for everything. Imagine, it's a bunch of water out here, but people pay every day for water, don't they? I remember this interview I saw with 50 Cent. 50 Cent said he went to the store. He saw the store's brand of water was like 32 cents. He said, then he looked right next to it and saw another bottle of water of 234. He said, yo, if I drunk either one of those waters, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference of which water I was going to drink. That's what made me get into the water business. Now, most people will look at that as a means of saying, yo, like, I don't even understand why he would get into the water business. Because think about it. It's water is free, depending on where you are. Technically, you pay for it. Electricity is free. There's people who know how to take certain type of conductor, this negative with the positive, stick it right in the ground, and they got electricity. But then, you know, then there's those people who don't believe in that because they haven't tried that, or they know people that don't know it. Or they got these smartphones in their hand and they don't get smart with them. Remember, you know, they talk about Elon and he's coming up with the whole Neuralink thing, right? So it can make humans like 1,000 times faster, 1,000 times smarter. It can make you almost a human computer by having a Neuralink in your head. But think about it. It's just stupid because think about it. The thing is in your hand. Your cell phone. You don't even need, like, this is how much people are so busy being in a consumption mindset versus the creation mindset, right? That's why they be talking about it, faking y'all out with these food shortages and all this other stuff. Why? Because they got people in the mindset of just consume. Like, I got to have all this. I got to take all this, yo. And I don't even know why I'm going into that today. Y'all already know that it's just been so much going on. But my guest tonight, now, this is what we want to talk about because, you know, so much in the world, there's people out here who think that whatever they're going through, they're the only one that they're going through. Life is set up for isolation. Why? Because it's so much out there that's causing us to have segregation, separation, to the point where because of minute things like the person's color of a person's skin will allow you not to have a conversation with a person. And then when you realize that people have a disdain way that they look at money, so they separate themselves from where they are mentally and financially to the people who chose to take some chances in their life versus having a conversation with those people who chose to take some chances in their life. And you'll find out that their road to wherever their financial freedom was no different than the way your life is right now. But the way that people have told us that we are supposed to feel about different things. People have used religion against us, right? Like so much, you know, people use religion as a means of why you should be so against money while at the same time taking money. I don't get it. You got to tell me, like, right? Like, what part of this makes sense to y'all? Because for me, it'll sound like I'm hating the church and I've said nothing about the church. I'm saying that that's the business. Sound like business to me. It don't sound like church to me. That sound like business. Like if a person tell you not to hate, but just get enough so I could take 10% of it, like what are you talking about? They say, yo, but we leaving you with 90%. Yo, 90 cent? You leaving me with 90 cent? Like I'm supposed to be okay with 90 cent. They got inflation going on. They got everything else skyrocketing. The only thing they skyrocketing is what these companies are paying their people to keep their shit going. Now, one thing about all of this, yo, whoever you are as a person, you're going to have to find a way to be okay with trying to discover that, right? It's time for you guys to stop being afraid of trying to figure out who you are. You got a purpose in life. And see, my guest tonight, from what I read from her bio, this is one of the things that she helped people do. There's a lot of people out here who profess to say that I help people do something that they don't literally do. Like, for example, it's a lot of health, a lot of relationship coaches out here. A lot of relationship coaches out here who don't have a relationship. Like, that's weird to me. Like, I don't know. Like, you got all the answers to a great relationship yet, but don't have one physically manifested in your face. Because what the one thing that I'm learning about the way that you think is the way that you are. So whatever you are is what you attract. So if you are to be the person that you say you are, you're going to attract the people that you need. I promise you. You don't have to go looking for nobody. You don't got to search for nothing that's attractive. Tell me, you find me a magnet that go out looking for metal. The metal is that the metal is attracted to the magnet, yo. The metal can be wherever it is. Bring a magnet to it. It's attracted to it. What I'm telling y'all, y'all may look at this. The size of things don't mean that. Everything is, you got to look at the deeper meaning of things. It's not about the size of the thing that makes it the most attractive. It's about what's the most strongest inside, yo. Think about that, y'all. We live in a world where people are telling us not to think, and we know better than that. So look, I'm going to bring my guest up real quick because I'm so anxious to get into what she got going on, because even off camera, we was about to get into a whole bunch of stuff that need to be right on here with everybody else. So if you guys are watching for the first time tonight, remember the comments are wide open. So if you got questions and stuff you want to ask my guest while we in our conversation, y'all know what to do. Right. And if you on YouTube right now, you're watching this, you know what else to do. Hit the like, hit the subscribe button so you know anytime we're going live. Okay. So let's go on, because I got Miss Pauline McGuire with me and we're going to get into it tonight. It's going down, y'all. I want y'all to know that. Is she go? What's going on, Pauline?
Hey, we are so going to get into this conversation. I was just, you were talking the intro and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to talk about this. We have to talk about this because. The one thing I know from my very interesting journey is that there's so much more to all of the topics that you talked about. Like when you were talking about food, clothes, and shelter is survival, right? So you're in survival.
Right.
And you're also talking about like Neuralink, like we have our own links to our guidance. Right? But here's the thing. When you are in survival, in that energy of survival, the information can't come in.
That's true.
It's only the information you receive is commensurate to your emotional state. Mm. So when you're literally in survival, which I lived in for decades, you're not getting the messages and the information your own link is meant to give you. And that's not a coincidence. It's so that you're going to get all the other information, the other programming that is being given to you. So you will buy into that instead of your own guidance, your own, I call it GPS. And so many people I know, that people I work with, have never been connected to their GPS, their own. I wasn't. There was something in me that just said, like, it didn't make any sense. The messages I was getting, but it's just like, you gotta do this. You've got to do this. And
right.
You know, like, and I'll tell you a bit about my story. I had it all. I was freaking miserable. I was I was so uncomfortable in my own skin. It was like, what is happening here? So Yeah.
But look, before we do that, because we got to do this one thing, because you didn't introduce yourself. We got to make sure people know who you are. Like, listen, introduce yourself, right? And then tell the people why we're on the platform this evening. They need to know exactly what you got going on.
Okay. Hi, I'm Pauline McGuire. I'm coming to you from Mexico, where I now live. I grew up in Canada. I lived my whole life in Canada. And then life just wasn't working anymore. And I'm going to give you the crux of it. There was several things that I did to connect to my GPS, right?
Okay.
Like when your GPS is trying to get your attention, life becomes uncomfortable.
Right.
And many people mistake that sign as that they're doing something wrong. No, it means you're doing something right. Tune in and continue to pay attention. So I had done several things. I started dowsing using a pendulum to get information. I did my NLP, so neuro-linguistic programming training. So dealing with the unconscious mind, which is where all the programs lay, right? The unconscious right. mind is about 90 to 95% of you, but you don't know what's buried in the computer system, the computer programs.
Right.
Because since you were a child, that's been programmed. It is so familiar right. to you that you think it's you.
Exactly.
Yoga, meditation. And so I had been at my first meditation retreat in Malta in November of 2019. And we learned four different types of meditation, and the most advanced is walking. So you're actually meditating in a like out in the world in a walking. So a friend of mine had given me that I met there was doing a 30-day challenge. So you do a walking meditation every day for 30 days. So we all know what it's like to build a habit, right?
Right.
And so immediately I was like, it's cold outside. It's January in Canada. All my excuses started to come up.
Right.
And I saw them for what they were. And I started on January 3rd, 2020. And got really quiet with myself every day. There was nights where at the last possible second, I was running out the door. I was ready to give up on myself almost every day. It's too cold, it's too late, whatever. And then I got to the point of every day of like, really, what excuse am I gonna show up with today? So,
gotcha.
Lots of stuff happened.
Right.
Within about 2.5 weeks into this 30 days, I got really sick.
Right.
And, the only thing that helped the pain was the meditation.
Wow.
So when
you was meditating and walking, was it okay? So let's describe that real quick. How was that being taught to do? Because most people associate meditation with a form of having your eyes closed, right?
So
because
walking meditation is in five stages. So you
okay.
get into a meditative state with your eyes closed, then you walk in that state, but with your eyes open, eyes closed, then you walk. So there's five different stages of it. And you know what I'm gonna do is there's a walk for the world coming up. So there's the global right. meditation community is going to be walking for the world in October.
Yeah.
The meditation is free.
Yeah.
And you get to, I got goosebumps. You get to collect with this amazing global consciousness.
Right.
So So you are, you're sometimes you're getting into your state and then you walk. So I would be in so much pain. It was abdominal pain. And, gotcha. And by the end of it, it was like, okay, things are good. Things are normal. And at the same time, the doctor was running all these tests. And because of where it was in my body and my family history, it was red flags were up everywhere. So I kept going past the 30 days while I'm having all these tests, waiting for a colonoscopy. And like clockwork every day, it's like the words meditation and medication are almost, they can be
similar, right?
My daily medication. So at the end of February, so now I'm going on almost 2 months of daily walking meditation, I was diagnosed with Crohn's.
Wow.
And that was, so in my world, that is my body with a check engine light on, right?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, what does the check, what's my body trying to tell me? So I heal the Crohn's in 5 days, right? Something that shows up is only meant to show you something, for you to learn something, for you to see a pattern, for you to see a program. And that was probably passed down ancestrally, generationally, and family.
Right.
It's not what Western medicine says it is at all. At all. And we'll talk more about that. So I kept going, right? Life was amazing. Right. I kept going. And I did the first year. I kept going. Now I'm in my second year. Every day. But something was wrong. Something was not right. I shouldn't say it was wrong. Something was not right. And I'll give you an example of that, because it can be described as many, many things.
Okay.
So it can be described as lack of willpower, all kinds of things. So for example, there's this like argument going on in my head. I should do this, don't do that. And it just was weird. So one day, this is a really good example of it. So one day I'm out riding my bike, and I love riding my bike. And I feel so good. You know, you have those moments of you're just doing the right thing. You are in your zone and you are happy. And you are fulfilled, and this makes you happy. You're there, you know it.
Right.
And it makes you realize too the times that you're not. So that day I rode my bike, I don't know, it's like maybe 30, 40 kilometers, get home. I'm eating things that I really like and that are good for me. And I had just started a new course, and that makes me happy. Right. That was the trifecta that day. Riding my bike, eating this food that I like, and learning.
Your course, yeah.
Right? Trifecta there. The next day, I can't get out of bed. I've eaten 6 donuts that I had to go out to get because I don't have stuff like that in my house. And I am shit-talking myself like nobody's business about the course and having spent the money on the course. And you effing idiot, we're never going to finish that course. Who do you think you are? And I mean, now this is, I've been doing walking meditation for a year and a half. So I've gotten really close and quiet with myself. And I'm like, something's wrong. Like, this isn't supposed to happen.
Right.
What is this? And I went looking for help. And it showed up. Found this gentleman in Thailand, and what he does, and I'm going to ask you a question before I tell you what he does. So in your model of the world, what do you have in your body? Some people call it a soul. Some people call it an essence or a spirit.
Right.
What word would you use?
Me? I would use a soul.
Okay. Okay. So you have a soul in your body. And for you, did that soul come into this body round about birth?
You said, did this soul come into the body right at birth?
Round about birth, right?
Maybe I would think so, yeah.
Right. And will this soul stay in this body for this body's lifetime until the body dies?
Right.
Okay. So that model is called being born in. And I thought that was my truth, right? I was conditioned. Gotcha. Out away from my knowing, and I right. thought that was my truth.
Gotcha.
So I meet this guy from Thailand, and there's days I think I'm schizophrenic. There's days I think I'm bipolar, depressed. I had been sick my whole life from age 11, maybe. And so I meet this guy, and I put together a sheet of all the things that I thought were related, and I send it to him. Mm-hmm. And he messages me back, and he's like, oh, you are so getting messed with? So there's being born in, and then there's walking in. So a walk-in is if you look at the body as a house, right. The house can change owners.
Yeah.
All done by agreement. One soul leaves and the other soul comes in, right? There's right. many reasons it happens. Maybe the life plan can't happen. So the walk-in bodies adapt beautifully. They can change. Like right. the body is a physical manifestation of an energy. So one energy leaves yeah. and another energy comes in. And I wish I had been able to, I'll put it up, the pictures. I have before and after pictures. And you can tell it's just not the same body, same person.
Gotcha.
So bodies can handle one soul leaving and another soul coming in. But we also gotcha. Live on a multidimensional planet where there's lots of energies that have different agendas. And
right.
so why would a soul walk in? And so we were talking about division on the planet, right?
Right.
By country, mm-hmm. by color, by race, by religion. So as a walk-in soul, you pick that body, you pick everything, and in you come. And we're here to break the family, generational, and ancestral stuff that's been handed down. Right?
Because it was negative things, right? Body.
Pardon me?
You said the negative things, or what are we breaking all together when
so
it comes down to the generation?
Like, so the lineage that in this body.
Right.
So, and it could, it's different for every lineage. Sexual abuse, incest, alcoholism, those are all energies and thought patterns.
Right.
That are handed down.
That's true.
Until somebody breaks them and changes it for the next generation.
Gotcha. So let me ask you this, because, you know, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I actually, I do see it from that perspective because, you know, the way that you're breaking it down is based on, like, you know, people who really had the opportunity to talk to someone else that could point these things out. In certain communities like mine, you know, and it's not an excuse. This is really what is a fact. It's very taboo for people to have a person that they could go talk to that can help point things out for them. So for them, whenever they have to get into the thing about, like you said, you know, where you know that you've been doing a certain thing for a while because you put yourself in that space, you dedicated yourself to that space because you know that this is going to make you better. They've had to rely on learning how to overcome PTSD while self-healing. And what I mean by that is that, you know, that's why I wanted to get a little bit more into, like, you know, what the walking meditation is. Is it where you walk in place? Do you just walk around in a circle? Do you just pick an open area? Do you have other people around? Is it like a group? You know, because whenever you think about things in the sense of what could I do? A lot of people don't have that thing near, you know, they have to either use imagination, which a lot of people are cut off with. As soon as they hit adulthood, right, they told you no longer use your imagination. You have to deal with what's in front of you.
When you're in survival, you're not dealing with your imagination, right?
Yeah, you can't because you're trying to, yeah.
Yeah, you're in survival. So, and I was in survival. That's why I started to meditate. Was I had done my NLP practitioner training and I had all these great tools. It didn't matter because my body was in survival.
Right, because you were dealing with, you know, physical ailments.
Illnesses, programming, all kinds of stuff. So the so let me just finish something and then I'm going to tie it into this. So now I work with walk-ins and there's meant to be one soul out, one soul in. The trauma with me and was that the outgoing soul never left and this had happened repeatedly. So what we found out that day of my clearings, I had 8 souls in the body. Body cannot handle that. So you've got all these walk-ins on the planet and that whole process has been corrupted. So the signal, you can't have a clear signal when you've got that many different energies in the body.
So when they, did you... All right, so you found out that you had 8 in that did not leave, but was there any sign of them entering? I'm thinking, only reason why I'm asking that, because it seemed like the way that they would enter would be based on a mindset or a thought, based on subconsciously.
No, right? It's on a soul level, right? It's usually on the body's birthday. So my first interfered with walk-in was at age 8. So never as even a teenager had I ever been sovereign in the body. I had a committee in my head that had been there for so long, I didn't know there was a committee. So here's, remember the day I was telling you about the biking? And so here's what happens. So you've got these souls. And everybody's got to cope. The body is now coping with all this energy, all these different energies. So, and I wrote a book about this, and the title is very significant. It's called Who's Holding the Microphone? So what these souls do is they timeshare the body. So on the day that the authentic me, the one that's meant to be there, was in the body, we were biking and eating well and doing the course, right? Then the next day, someone else had the microphone who didn't want to be there, eating crap, harming the body, and shit-talking the course. Because in their point of view, why would we do the course? We don't want to be here.
Gotcha. So, would you say, would that be different? Now, all right, so if a person was watching us right now, based on the way that you explained that, have you ever had anybody to come back and ask you, is that a form of possession?
So possession is a lower dimensional being. So what we did that day was we cleared the other occupants. And we got down to one occupant in the body, the last one in, the one that owned the deed to the house. And
right.
The mere fact that there is more, that there was more than one soul in the body, meant there were interference energies in the body.
But there were other any energies. Of those considered, were any of those considered lower energy spirits, would you say? Because what we want to do is make sure that people who watching, because like I said, it's some people that will watch this who think that they're the only ones who are going through what you're actually explaining right now. Because let's be real, there's not a lot of people who will come up and explain it the way that you're explaining. Like, listen, I've been dealing with walk-in since I was 8 years old, which means that there were different souls entering in and out of the vehicle that I'm inhabiting, right?
And other energies as well. So not only the true soul occupants, all these other interference energies that had a different agenda.
Okay, bet. So now that's why I'm saying, so when people are watching, that's why I say we want to break it down a little bit. So in that, with that being said, would that be any of them that you considered at the time being lower energy?
Yes.
Spirits, so to speak, or so.
Oh, yes. Okay, absolutely. Now. I don't even want to use the names because they're very fear-based because they're very religious-based.
Oh, okay, but yeah, you don't have to use names. Yeah, you don't have to use names, but you can describe energy if you can for us. Can you describe what those energies were that you felt from the lower energy? Because if a person is dealing with things that they're dealing with, I want them to be able to recognize that this may be a lower energy that they're dealing with. Can you tell us some of the lower energy?
Sure, absolutely. So I'll describe myself, and then because we were also talking about, I don't know if it was on camera or before, but we were also talking about the separation with men and women. We're isolated, but women, because of child rearing and things like that, the isolation has been less effective than with men. And there are the majority of my clients are men, and there are very, very similar behaviors that are associated with these energies. And I want to talk to those specifically as well for the men listening. So the behaviors would be like and you think this is all you, right? You have no idea you've got other energies in the body that you're reacting to. One of them is like a very nasty, horrible, manipulative, angry. Like, you ever seen somebody that's just so enraged? And you know they're not in control at that moment?
Right.
The other energy is in control.
Gotcha.
And there are four super highways for this into the body. Alcohol is one of the very first ones. Pharmaceuticals, narcotics, and the fourth is anesthetic. And that is, those are super highways for these energies to come into the body with implied consent. If they're not already there because they were handed down ancestrally, generationally, and family through the family, right?
Yeah, you make a lot of sense. That makes sense.
And,
because,
and now you've got ancestral, you've got families, races, communities that have been kept in survival for decades and generations that don't have a hope of getting out of survival to even see that these are energies.
Gotcha. So let's just, all right, so bad. So what it seems like to me is that survival mode itself is a lower energy spirit.
Survival?
Like, it would have to, because anytime, I mean, I would, from what I'm gathering from you, because like you said, you know, there are people who recognize that these things are happening to them, and then there will be people who will not recognize that they are energies that are entering them. They'll feel like there are energies that are around them. Because remember, when people are growing up based on...
You're interacting with them.
Right, with things that are around you, but they don't really think about it from a standpoint of it being something that is inside of them.
Yeah.
Right? Because you got to think, you know, for most people, if they grow up with religion, religion allows people to believe that everything that is of a spirit to be protected to them is from something that is outside of them, not from something that they have dealing with on the inside. Because we know that, especially with men, like the men have a very hard way of being able to have emotional intelligence because they weren't allowed growing up, depending on how you were raised, to explore your emotions enough to understand how to control them. People didn't tell you to control them in a way where you understood them. They told us how to control them in a way of not showing them.
Exactly.
That's two totally different things.
Boys don't cry. Suck it up. That's, you know,
So what we do is, you know, remember, like with boys, with men, this is stuff I like to let, you know, women know a lot of times from the inside, because a lot of times they don't see it from this perspective, like when it comes to men. So I'm glad that you said that your clients are mostly men, because the number one thing that we deal with as men is because not only are we told to hide or to mask certain emotions, we're also told that we have to do everything in our power to make sure that the person that is in our life, like our mom, is number one. And we have to deal with that no matter how our mothers treat us. For the most part, a lot of our heartbreak don't come from our first girlfriend. Don't. It comes from our mom first. Right? Because men don't need the physical connection to love or to fall in love. Men don't need the physical connection. Men need the physical connection based on nature and based on, you know, what the animalistic nature of a man is. That's that part. But when it comes down to actually loving or being in love with a woman, the physical part is not what draws a man to a woman. Right? That'll never keep a man. Is sex, right? Or the physical part of sex. You'll never keep a man with that. A man has to love you here. And so when we learn that we're not allowed to have a balance of emotional intelligence, that's why so many men are growing up the way that they grow up, where, you know, they don't know how to deal with conflict. And then that conflict turns into, you know, either lashing out physically or lashing out verbally, right? Because we got all the different type of abuses. But we only have only a few examples of how you express what manhood is. And I think that comes from not being able to understand your emotions. That's just as much of a manhood as it is whether you learn how to change the tire of a car.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How do you get into an emotionally intimate relationship when your model and you know, my son and I, we've had a lot of, our relationship has changed because I was that mother that I would lose my shit and he would go into fear. Right? But he was supposed to love me and all that stuff. I didn't know I was dealing with all these energies, right? There's shame, so much shame. So what do you do when you're out of control? For me, it was alcohol. And when you're not happy, you develop coping strategies, right? When you're interacting with energies or with people that, you know, it's like you're being told to love somebody, but they're essentially just emotionally slapping you all the time. How do you cope with that? So there's so many coping strategies. And right. what happens for my male clients is, they're essentially told that this is how they need to be. And they have so many contrary feelings, and they have all these emotions that they don't know what they are, but they've been told that they should know what they are. And there's a ton of shame, and it all gets locked down.
Yes.
And you're right. These take over. And so here's how that shows up that I see in clients. This is how the energies work in male clients. Very highly manipulated sexually, men by lower energies. Right?
Okay.
So so in my case, I developed endometriosis at age 11. So my sexual organs were affected. But how it affects, how that same energy that created the endometriosis and the pain in me could be polycystic ovarian syndrome for women, could be all kinds of other things, shows up in men as masturbation addiction. Unable to control sexual urges, things like that. So it affects the sex organs, but differently than it does for females.
Okay.
And so then you get a
book. With that,
sorry.
No, go ahead. What you was going to say?
So then you have a man who's, since childhood maybe, has been dealing with these energies, has not had anyone to talk to, has not had the role models, and has these coping strategies that are, and everything's in the dark, and these energies are working, and there is so much shame. And when there is shame and no talking about it, the energies are running the show.
And so, and that goes back to what we were talking about earlier before we went live, right? Behind the scenes, just communication, because the things that have been told to us that were taboo were the very things that we needed in life. And I think that's why not learning about things or being a person that is well-versed in multiple things and to be a monolith in just one thing is a disservice, right? Because let's put it to you like this. You know, whenever you have a single parent scenario, right, there could be a negative or a positive connotation to that, depending on the way that the child turns out. Now, a lot of times, depending on the way the child turns out, either or parent gets the credit, or maybe one parent gets the credit for that because their child turned out a certain way. When technically, no, it really had nothing to technically do with either or parent. It could have been just the spirit of that child, because everybody, to me, this is just my opinion. This is not the way things are, but I believe that our spirit is energy. I believe our soul is energy. I believe that it never dies. I believe that it is recycled whenever you don't complete certain tasks here on earth. I believe that we're a spiritual being having a human experience. Because of the way things are happening to us in this world right now, it doesn't seem like whoever's in charge is human. Because of the way they're doing the food, the way that they're doing certain things and people in certain situations, the way that they always running around taking donations for blood, but we can't attest for where the blood is going to. It's just a lot of different things that are going on out here in the world that we, as a group of people, are dealing with that doesn't seem that way. So whenever I look at it and I say, well, look, you know, a lot of things that we go through is because someone didn't have the audacity to have a conversation with us. Our parents, through religion, didn't talk to us about sex because the urge for men, like I said earlier, it's nature. Because if you look at nature, we're so disconnected from nature. This is why all these energies are allowed to come in us, because we're not paying attention to the very thing that we are. right? So we're organic.
I would go step farther and say that it's the agenda of the energies to keep humanity in survival. And that's why there has been a full court press for generations and generations that's allowed on so many levels, right? It's in the family systems. It's financially. These are massive global agendas that have gotten where we are is exactly where they intended us to be.
But that's why great conversations like this is important, because once you know something, you can now not unknow it. So now for people who are listening to this conversation that we're having, they can no longer have the excuse of the programming, because the one thing about having free will is that once you recognize what your problem is, it's like, that's how you get help. Let's think about it. If an alcoholic is not going to admit that they're an alcoholic, how can they ever get help? Same thing with a drug addict. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, if you don't admit the problem first, you will never get help from it. The most of the people who are people who have ascended and who have grown as people is because they accepted the fact that they owed them was not the person that they wanted to be. So accountability. There's very few people that want to take accountability for what has gone on, for the decision that they made. Like, and I'm being honest with you. So that's why these conversations are good, because being programmed is not an excuse anymore, because you can deprogram. Now, there's a certain thing in the world where we can understand it. If a person don't know that they're following a program, that's one thing. Right? But once you recognize, and we have conversations, like you're saying, you're an expert in recognizing programs and the way that spirits enter and come in and out of different people's situations. But the point is,
what behaviors?
The point is, hold on. One second. Hold on. Let me finish this thought. The point is, though, regardless, if you're the person that can recognize it, that means that you're the person that's supposed to help them be able to deal with recognizing those spirits once they come in, to help usher them out, because they have to have permission to come into the body. You have to give them permission. A lot of times, like you said, there are four inhabitants that allow things to come in. And it's also the way that you think about yourself will allow these spirits to come in. Yes. But you are the controller of that.
If you think it's normal, that this behavior is normal, that's the way things are, you're not going looking for it. Like I teach my clients how to deal with this stuff for themselves. Yes, they need me at the beginning, but here's how you deal with it yourself, right? Like the analogy I give is like, we're on this planet and there are so many energies. There are so many different dimensions and so many different energies with different agendas. So look at it like the ocean, right? And we've been sold this bullshit story that it's like, if the planet is the ocean, we've been told that the only thing in the ocean, that we're the dolphins, and that's the only thing in the ocean. It's bullshit. Look at everything that's in the ocean. You're bumping up against different energies all the time. You may have some embodied, you may have beings embodied that have, but we've been told, no, it's just the dolphins. No, it's not. You ever walked by somebody and picked up a mood, picked up an energy? Like you've walked into a room where someone just had a fight and then you get angry? That's energy. We are energetic beings.
Right.
And when you want to systemically cut off somebody from their own GPS, you infiltrate the family system. You get these energies become embodied. You isolate people. You shut down the natural systems. Like, we should be talking about sex. We should be talking
right.
How women were conditioned around sex is way different than men. So it's like this. It's like the current programming, there's little to no commonality.
Well, you know, the conversation nowadays is not based on commonality. Like you said, the conversation is based on men are from Mars, women from Venus, men are from Mars, all those different things. When in actuality, the nature is just what it is. But we don't explore nature because we're disconnected from it, right? We don't look at nature as a means of how we're supposed to be. Why? Because we feel like we're more superior versus understanding is that harmony exists in nature. And with men and women, you know, I've learned that when it comes down to certain topics and conversations, just like the one that we're having will be very hard for people to have in an open arena. That's why I feel like if you are talking to most men, it's more of a private scenario, because men will feel comfortable with telling you these different things so you can recognize it. But for the most part, you know, most of the men, and I don't know this for a fact, but you do, and you don't have to say this because it's not our business. But I would say that most of these men that come to talk to you, it's either A, they don't have a mom to talk to, or B, they can't talk to their mom. Because when men talk to other men, they can get a different sense of overcoming from a man that overcame. Like, let me give you an example. If you are a nurturer by nature, right? You could be a man or a woman. It's told that if you're a man, but you feel like you're a nurturer, that's the wrong emotion to have, because nurturing is supposed to come from the woman. But most people don't understand that technically, with both beings being the same, they possess the same. It's just that the way that their engine is wired is different. A Tesla versus a regular vehicle. They're both going to get you to the same destination. It's just that one, you need to change the oil, and the other one you don't. But it's understanding the science of both. We are so separated in the way that we talk to each other that we don't take the time to understand the science of both. Women don't take to understand the science of men, and men won't take the time to understand the science of women. Why? Because we're not allowed to have conversations.
Well,
right? Because they don't recognize these things. You said what now?
This disconnect has been very engineered.
Yeah, it is.
Highly engineered to get to this point. Nothing that's happening on this planet is by accident. This was always the agenda. But now you've got, so if you're a walk-in, you came here to disrupt this. You came in into a family system, and you're like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm figuring it out. I'm getting my sovereignty. I'm connecting to my GPS. I am doing things differently. The men that come to me because life is unmanageable, but they're walk-ins. That's how they come to me. The first thing I do when I get on a call with somebody, because I offer a free call, I say, how did you hear about me? Half of them have no idea. The universe popped me up somehow. I don't know. Instagram, maybe Facebook. I don't advertise. People around the world find me.
Which is great.
It's because life isn't working for them. There are 14 symptoms of walk-in complications. They look like mental, emotional, and physical illness, because the body can't handle what's going on. Many people come to me and they are sick, they're dying, and they know it's not supposed to be that way.
And you know what? That's the thing about that, when you just said that, is that when things happen to people and they know that it's not supposed to be that way, but subconsciously, what they're going through is too strong for them to be able to overcome that.
because the whole Western medical system is fear.
That's true.
Right? So that's something true. Happens, and then, I mean, I've had it happen to me. I'll give you an example.
That's true.
And this is me. I mean, I'm aware of this stuff. And I was back in Canada for a little bit in 2022. And I was time for me to have a mammogram. So I made the appointment, had the mammogram, and the doctor said, we're going to mail you the results. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
So I had the mammogram. And then like a couple of days later, and I'm like, eh, it's fine. There was nothing, you know, it was every 2 years, whatever. There was no family history, whatever. I don't even believe in family history, but. So I get this call from my doctor's office saying the doctor wants to talk to you and trying to set up a phone time. And I'm like, why? And she said, well, she just wants to talk to you about your results. And the fear bombs that phone call. And I'm like clearing egregores, I'm clearing. And I was like, what is this? It would not go away. I am a master at this. The level and severity of those energy thought forms that were thrown at me. I finally was doing the work to clear it. I was going to meet somebody and I was just like, what do I do here? And the answer right. I got was jump timelines. And I'm like, I don't know how to jump a timeline, but I know everything's by intention. So I was like, okay, I'm jumping to a timeline where this doesn't exist. And went about my day, met my friend. So the call was like the next day or the day after. And I was just like, okay, how is this call going to go? This call is going to be, everything's fine. Have a nice day. Essentially, the doctor gets on the call and said, you know, people get worried about this stuff.
Right.
So I didn't want you to have to wait and worry. The tests are fine. Everything's fine. Everything's negative. So I'll see you in 2 years. Now, had I not been me and known right. like this energy that's being thrown at me was insane, insanely strong and insidious. So now for somebody in the same boat, that alone could manifest a problem.
Yeah, definitely. Because like you said, like once what people don't know is because there are very few people that will be open enough to talk about these things from this perspective. You gotta be. You gotta think about it. From what you're saying, there's people who, you know, this is. I'm not saying this in a way of it saying like it should matter what people think, because it's not. Because like you said, the people that find you were meant to find you. So you're helping people. So this is not a statement that I'm getting ready to make that is because it's supposed to matter what people think. But what I am saying is that there will be people that will take this conversation and think, oh, she's bugging. She don't know. She talking about spirits walking in and out of people. Oh no, that sounds like possession to me. That's, you know, people have their mindset in the way things are versus looking at things from a perspective, right? You know, there are very few people out here, like I said, that will take the time to learn about multiple things without becoming an expert or thinking that they are about a monolith. Right. There's people who are Christians who won't learn about Islamic faith or Judaism or any of these other things because it will turn the light on the one that they're in. Like I always ask people, if you follow a religion, how did it start? And then there's very few people, if none, that will tell you how it started.
Well,
they always tell you about what it is.
My question with religion, it always is, you know, it's just about the person, right? Is God in
right.
you or is God outside of you? That's the only question I ask. That tells me everything. Are you God? Is God in you? Are you a reflection of God, or is God some other entity out or being outside of you? Because if you're God, if you're a drop of the ocean, then you are God. Or are you taking your dictates from something outside of you telling you what to do?
Well, we already know that from the fact that you do have clients, that there are people who are taking things from outside of them, or they're allowing inside of them.
That way, but something in their GPS rejected it, felt it was wrong, something's off. And what I do want to tell you is that the men that I work with, I have a couple, and they know that their life's purpose is to talk to men.
Right.
And that's what they're doing. They're healing their bodies, and they're getting ready to go and talk to men.
Which is great. And I was going to ask you that too, because we know that what you talked about tonight, I think that for a lot of people, it would be great for them to really get more into your story, right? And to get more into what you do. So I'm hoping that from this interview that we have, or this conversation, not an interview, but this conversation that me and you have tonight, as well as whenever I put the clips up and I put it out there, that, you know, it brings more people to you with more questions to go into depth, because there are a lot of people that are dealing with things that are coming, that are walking in and out of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they don't know that. They just don't know that. You know, they don't know.
If they're in a religious construct, they're fear-based. It's, some of the names of these energies. Here's what I want to say, because you talked about it earlier. Everything is resonance. You're talking about the magnet, right? Everything is resonance. So I have people who literally, I'm out somewhere and they walk up to me and they're like, I don't know why, but I have to talk to you.
Sure.
And I'll be chuckling inside, and I'll be like, and I'll ask them some questions, right? They know. They don't know why they know, but they know they need to talk to me. So here's the thing with resonance. There's going to be people listening to this that are going to be like, there's something there for me. They may not believe everything I'm saying, but they just know there's something there for them.
Right. Yeah.
Then there's going to be people who are like, oh, get her away from me. I'm triggering you. I'm pissing you off. You're getting angry and you're getting enraged and you just want to dismiss me. Well, I'm here to tell you that you aren't in resonance with me. Whether you are attracted to me or you can't stand me, this energy is what we're talking about. It's in resonance.
Right.
The only thing, the opposite of resonance is, oh, that's nice. I'm sure that will help some other people. And then you move on your way and you never think about it again.
Yeah.
But whether you're attracted and be like, oh, I have to have a conversation with her, or you're like, she's nuts, and you're getting triggered, you're getting enraged, you're getting passionate about dismissing it and rejecting it.
Yeah.
You are in resonance. And you want to change your life. If your life is not exactly everything that you want it to be, you want to make some major change, you have a conversation. You can read my book. That's the first thing that I tell people. It's a free download on my website. You want more information about me and my story to see if that mirrors you, read the book.
Hey, look, that's what we want. We want to make sure that people know how to get. So before we get out of here, because this is what I want to talk to the audience about real quick, audience. I'm thankful for the people who jumped on tonight and jumped on and listened to this conversation. And I'm also thankful to all of you guys that's watching right now and the playbacks, and will watch the playback, because I'm talking to y'all in the future already right now, because that's what we do, right? We don't need to try to act like we don't understand where we're going when we know where we've been, right? So we want y'all to make sure that, you know, like she said, there'll be some people that really take what she's saying and understand, and like, you know what? Let me conversate with her. let me communicate with her. Let me figure this out because I can relate. And then there's those who are going to think, like she said, like, oh, this woman is nuts. And Roger's up here just having a conversation with a lady who is talking about being possessed. Look, I want all my viewers to know that, you know, on this platform, y'all know what we do. We talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And the one thing that I found out by having this platform is that you are not the only one. I promise you.
There are millions.
You are going through things and millions of people that are going through the same thing that you're going through. It's just that you that are watching. No. You said what now?
They are being squeezed to wake up. They are becoming more and more uncomfortable because their higher self wants them to wake up and see what's going on. So they're getting increasingly uncomfortable. Like that, for me, I was telling you, it's that splitting out of my skin. It's like, what is wrong? Right?
Well, so hopefully
it's becoming more urgent for people.
Okay, bet. So look, so people, like she said, I want you to give all the people, Pauline, how they can reach you. Because I think that from this conversation, there will be people who really need to get in contact with you to find out how can they manage and move forward and to be able to deal. So tell all the people how they can get in contact with you.
Okay. First thing I did was there are common symptoms of walk-in complications and energies. So I did a quiz. It's called the Energetic Free Will Quiz, and it's on my website. So you go, it's free, you take the quiz. It's going to give you a number out of 21. Zero is the best. 21 out of 21 means you're dealing with all the symptoms and all the energies. It gives you a green, a yellow, a red, and a red alert, right? So that's your first thing, because now you're going to do that quiz and you're going to be like, oh, that question's interesting. I had no idea that had anything to do with energy.
Okay, great. Well, tell them the website.
It's my name, Pauline McGuire, PaulineMcGuire.com. So you're going to do the quiz. And at the end of the quiz, you are going to be given the opportunity, the link to book a free 20-minute call with me. The one thing I know is that this can be a mind fuck. Right? Like you're living your life and then it's like this woman shows up, you're hearing these things, you might be getting antsy. So it's one step at a time, right? Do the quiz, have the call. Like it's like you got to wade in. Yeah. Right? I was on day 500 of my walking meditation when I figured out what was going on, and I had gone looking for that information. So if this information is coming to you, be kind to yourself, but just keep asking, what does that have to do with me? What does it have to do with me? So take the quiz, book the call. On my website as well is a free download of my book called Who's Holding the Microphone? That is my story. That is how did I, these 14 symptoms of which I had 13, how did I experience those in my lifetime?
Gotcha.
And the symptoms, everything is all written out. So there is a lot of information for you. I have a community. I have a public community, but people who work with me have the opportunity to be in the private community as well. Once they've gone through their strength, because now they're in integration. It's a completely different story.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So great. So everybody that's watching, make sure that y'all go to PaulineMcGuire.com and y'all take the quiz if this interests you. And then once like she said, based on your score, you can book a free 20-minute call. And then from there, you can start your journey in unpacking the things that you're possibly dealing with.
And during that call, I will give you your information. I will douse, I will intuit, I will tell you, are you a walk-in? Do you have multiple occupants? Do you have other beings in the body? Like, what are you dealing? What are you dealing with?
And I think that's important. I think that's important because she's specifying it just for you. So make sure that all of my people that's watching tonight, make sure that y'all reach out to PauleneMaguire.com. Take the quiz, figure out if this is you. And if this is you, book the 20-minute session, get the call in, and then just take your steps from there. Like she said, wade yourself in. Don't just jump all the way in
there's
the deep
lot,
end. Just
lots
take
of
your
resources.
Time.
There are a lot. Yeah. And if, you know, if somebody's not ready to do their clearings, they can't do their clearings. I've got so many resources to support you and help you manage your state. And there also we have the Walk for the World coming up. I think it's October 12th. So if you want more information, if this is resonating, you want more information about the walking meditation, you can book a call. Not on my website. Go to look up Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Yeah, Joe Dispenza is that guy. I watched the interview with him today, to be honest with you.
That's and, who I study. That's whose retreat
yeah.
I go. And he's so go to his website, get the Walk for the World free walking meditation. And walk.
And you know what we'll do? What we'll do is, too, because on our Facebook pages, so what we'll do is we'll have you share the link whenever you get an opportunity. And then as we post the clips of this interview or this conversation, rather, we'll attach it to it when we get to that part of it. And that way we can give the information out to people as well as keep it motivating, because meditation, period, on all aspects is a major. It will really help people. Yeah, it will really help.
Getting your team in, like there are so many resources. Anybody who is here to help humanity is giving you resources.
To
get you to manage your state, to call, to get out of your programs, to call in your abundance.
Exactly. That's what we want. Abundance. We want to make sure that the people that are watching will be open to wanting to call that in. And listen, sometimes, guys, in order for you to get room for new things, you got to make room. So you got to get rid of the old things so you can make room for the new.
It feels very familiar. But if it's organized religion or anything that is trying to tell you that you are not a powerful, powerful being, question it.
Right. There it is. Because I was going to ask you is there anything that you wanted to leave the people with before we get out of here? But that sounds perfect right there. If there's anything that is trying to question what you are, you know, I mean, well, or stop you from your passion, then question it. I think that's important.
And fear is, we didn't really talk about my story, but fear is a bullshit illusion designed to keep you controlled.
Exactly.
But it
and I agree with that wholeheartedly.
It feels real. And everything is designed for you to cave.
That's right. Well, this has been a great conversation. I definitely appreciate you sharing your story with me, what you did share. I know there's so much more to it, but you know, as these things go, look, why you left Canada, how you wound up in Mexico. And that's the reason why I love having these conversations, because, you know, you can say you're going one way, but like you said before we got on, what is needed to be said is what was said, because it's about the people, right? A lot of times we want to get into ourselves, but it's really not about ourselves. This platform is not about me.
It's not about ourselves.
It is about my guests. It's about the people that we're trying to help and we're trying to reach and add value to. So I believe that the things that were needed tonight to said is said. And then we can always revisit a conversation later on sometime and get back more into it. But this also opens up for people to get more into your story by reading your book and doing those things too. Because we want to make sure that people understand that, you know, there are different ways for you to get to a certain, you know, to the answer.
And there's nothing to fear, and you will know, You will know what's for you. There was something else I wanted to say. What was it? When we've climbed mountains, we want to show other people how we did it. But also when we've fallen into potholes, we want to show people how to avoid the potholes.
Yeah, that's facts. But look, to all my people watching, thank y'all so much for joining tonight. I really appreciate y'all. Make sure that y'all keep up with us. You know, next week, I'll be right back on here having great conversations with great people.
I have one thing I want to say too.
Okay.
Walk for the world. You bring your family. You bring your friends. You do it as a community. You bring your tribe together. It's free. Do it in a park. Do it somewhere fun. Bring the children. This is not something you need to do alone. You're going to download the free meditation. There are going to be communities all over the world walking. I will be walking here on Cocoa Beach in Playa del Carmen. It's not something you have to do alone. Invite your friends. Invite your family and do it as a community. The community that your chosen community. Right? Start that. Be that catalyst.
Okay. There it is. So until next week, y'all, this is your boy, Rawan. And I definitely appreciate y'all, man. And don't forget, like I always say each and every week, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, peace.